Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, our Heart podcast for this week. I am here with Michaela, who joins me again. Michaela, hello.
Hello, Emma. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good. Really good. Nothing to complain about this week, so all is good. Looking forward to be on a school holidays coming up soon. This means I don't have to get up to do the school run.
I miss school holidays. Yeah. They were great.
I know. So looking forward to that. Now, we've been talking about kindness for the last few episodes.
Yes, we have.
And today we're going to finish that off by talking about the power of kindness, kind of really wrapping it up as, I know, go out with a bang type.
Tie it up with a bow.
That's right. So the power of kindness. And when we really think about it, kindness can actually be very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we are kind to other people, the way we speak, the way we act, the way we forgive in our kindness to people – it really can have such a lasting and powerful effect on not just a current moment, like a certain situation right then and there, but I really think a life moving forward, powerful effect, like a life-changing effect for some people if we're talking about this depth and radical kindness that God calls us to.
I mean, the awesome thing about kindness as well is that it's not only transformative for the people that we are giving our kindness to, but it's transformative for us as
That's right.
Yep. I think that that's something that continues to amaze me about acting in the character of God, is that it not only affects the people around us, but it kind of creates us to be a fuller version of ourselves, to be more ourselves and more like God at the same time, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, completely. The thing about kindness in terms of like that transformative effect, if we think about it as we're doing it to other people, the effect that it can have on someone else, as I can say it's had on me when people have been kind to me, is things like being respectful. It causes someone to feel like, to restore someone's dignity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when people are dismissive of other people and then someone comes along and is kind to someone, you almost see like that lift in them, almost physically even, of, wow, I'm valued.
Yeah.
I'm loved. And that's really what the power of kindness is. It's telling someone that you are valued, you are loved, you are worthy of respect. You do deserve it. And don't mean it in the way of you deserve it for things you've done, because to be honest, someone may not deserve it for actions they've done, but they deserve it because they're a person and God's made them.
Because of their intrinsic worth.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, so I loved what you were saying. It almost brought up for me that kindness is almost the avenue to confirm for other people their identity in Christ, right? Their identity and their intrinsic value that we were talking about just then. That's kind of the basis of where you start to have this really firm foundation in who God is. And whether they know God or not in that time, it doesn't necessarily matter. Well, obviously it does matter in the long run that they do get to know him. Yeah. But I think the awesome thing about kindness is that it does set this kind of standard, this standard within people, how I deserve to be treated, what I'm worth, and maybe how I desire to be treated even. And I think that once people kind of have that basis within themselves, they seek a regularity of that.
Yes, yeah, I am worthy of being respected, and I am have dignity, yeah.
And as hard as we can try, the only person that can truly reconfirm that for them is God.
Yeah.
So I think that that starts that seeking for a lot of people is the kindness of others.
On the weekly Heartbeat video this week, I was able to talk about this. And one of the stories I shared was one of my work colleagues when I started at this new work.
I loved that story.
I rocked up and, you know, we're all in these different offices and some are in cubicles. And, you know, I was sharing how this person wasn't there that first day that I was there. But I was told, you know, well, we don't talk to him because, you know, he's very grumpy and, you know, he doesn't like us and type thing.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, okay, who is this person? You know, when you're told that about someone, you can't help but go, imagine. Oh my gosh, like,
Yeah. Create their personality before you've even met them.
Exactly. So you've got like a prejudgment. But I remember the day rocking out to work and seeing him, that he was in his office, because I could see from a distance as I walked down the corridor, and just like making that choice in my head, no, I'm not going to be like that. Like, I'm going to say hello. Mm-hmm. And okay, there is the chance that he's grumpy back to me, that he is rude back to me, but you know, I'm kind of going to make that decision. And honestly, really, there was that. He came out of his office. Wow, you said hello to me when I said hello as I walked past him in the corridor.
Yeah.
And over the months that I was there and the year or so that I worked there, there really was that, I felt to me anyway, a change in me. The way he treated me in comparison, I thought, to others in the office, I noticed a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just kind to him.
Yeah.
And you can think, but you can think, like, literally it was hello. Yeah. Like, it wasn't, I didn't buy him anything. I didn't, you know, reorganize his office or anything, you know, massively substantial. But it was a treatment of him that showed respect.
Yeah.
And therefore love towards him. And that's what I think the power of kindness. And all mm-hmm. it was a hello, but it was saying you're valued.
And I think it reinforces this thing that kindness is not transactional. You can't give someone kindness so that they're nice to you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you give it to them without the expectation that you'll receive anything, whether it's their kindness in return, whether it's some sort of opportunity in return,
mm.
if you give your kindness to them without those expectations, I think oftentimes the kindness is reciprocated.
Yeah, mm. I agree. I certainly think it does something in them. And one of the things that I was sharing this week in our video was that kindness does make us more like Christ.
Mm-hmm.
When we are kind to others, it is acting as Christ would act towards someone.
And if you think about Jesus' relationship with humanity, I think oftentimes he does offer, well, all the time, he offers his kindness. And I would say a lot of the time as well, that kindness isn't reciprocated, it isn't returned, and it isn't even recognized often.
Mm.
So I think that just also kind of brings up this thing that when you gave your kindness to this man that you worked with, there was no expectation of his immediate, like, change of heart.
Yeah,
there was no, oh, he's going to walk out and he's going to say thank you and he's going to, you know, it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to give him kindness and it's going to change him.
No.
Because I think when we have that expectation, it's unrealistic.
Yeah.
And it's also, in a way, not kind to them or ourselves with this expectation that, oh, my kindness is going to do this.
Mm.
But I think that the expectation that you had was awesome. Like, I'm going to be kind to him because no one else... Well, not because no one else is, but because he deserves it.
Yeah, and also because I think as Christians, that's who God calls us to be. And I think we all, if we want to be like Christ and we want to continue in our journey of becoming more like him, because really that's what we're talking about here. How are we becoming more like Christ?
Yeah.
And we're doing it through kindness, one way. One thing is, and if we want to become more like Christ, then we have to make the decision, this is how I will act. This is what I will do. And there is a power in that, in us then becoming more like Christ, because I've made that decision, no matter on the consequence of the other side of what comes back.
Yeah.
You know, so by making that decision, it causes us to be more like Christ, because that's who I, one, because that's who I want to become. So that's why I made the decision. It's almost like this cycle, like I've made the decision because I want to be like Christ, and in then stepping that out, I become more like Christ. And I think God does something in your heart as you do that.
Yeah, I love that. Later on you spoke about how because we are called to be like Christ and we are called to be God's loving kindness in an earthen kind of way, that means that we're called to reject evil, to reject unforgiveness, to reject bitterness and selfish motives. And that really brought to question within me, what am I rejecting in my life in order to be kind?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I think oftentimes I'm like, oh, I'll be kind to them. But like internally, I still have this kind of, oh, like they did this to me, or oh, they blah, blah, blah. But I think in order for us to fully restore people's dignity and in order for us to kind of emulate God's ability to remind us of our value, that we also... need to, what was my point?
Yeah, so we also need to change the heart of where it's coming. Yeah, like so, like you said,
we have to truly believe that.
Yeah, and yeah, I suppose when we choose in kindness, you're saying we're also making a choice to reject the other.
Yes.
Yes. So like, you know, I'm going to act this way, which means I'm not going to act this way, like this other way. Like I'm not going to be rude. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to ignore someone. I'm not going to talk down to them because I'm choosing to be kind.
Yeah. And I think it's easy for us to tell ourselves like to believe things, well, to believe things about ourselves or to tell ourselves things about ourselves. How many times did I say ourselves?
Yeah.
Like we can believe things about ourselves. I'm a kind person. I'm a good person. I'm a funny person. I'm a, you know, like even if we have issues with insecurity, there are things that we will believe about ourselves about, well, I'm good. Like we believe that we're good. We believe in our intentions, right? But if we believe those things and we're not taking action, like you said, kindness takes action. If we're not taking that action of actually living out that radical kindness, but we're still calling ourselves kind, it almost is as if those things that we're meant to reject, like bitterness and selfish motives, it is kind of a selfish motive to call ourselves kind but refuse to be kind.
Yeah. You know? We're not actually living that out.
Yeah. I think talks like this always bring up huge questions within myself. Are the things that I believe about my character, that I inherently believe, internally believe about my character, are they true? Am I actually kind? Am I actually good? Am I actually, you know, all of these things that I believe I would do if I was given the opportunity, but I'm given the opportunity daily, and do I take those
and
up?
And do you do it? Yeah.
Because it's in those actions that truly forms our character, right? Yeah. And I think speaking about the fact that we do have those opportunities that do form our character, that takes us to the everyday. You know, it's not just, oh, once a week I see a homeless man on the street and I give him $5.
Yeah.
That's not what makes us kind. What makes us kind is the minutes throughout the day. What am I thinking about? What thoughts am I filling my mind with throughout the day? Are they kind thoughts? Because it doesn't necessarily have to be a physical action.
Yeah, that's true.
If I look at someone and I think, oh, like, why are they wearing that? Or if I look at someone and I go, oh, like, they swore, that is so inappropriate, like, why would they even do that? That just shows what kind of person they are. I think those thoughts say something about the person I am.
You are. Yeah, even though you haven't shared that with anyone. You're right. Yeah. Because it's all about who you're becoming. And God and you are the only people who actually really know
exactly
who you're internally becoming to become more like him.
Yeah. Kindness isn't about who's watching or about if I was watching myself from the outside,
What would people view?
Impression.
Yeah, impression, that's the word.
What impression would I give? It's actually about internally, when I'm by myself, when I'm looking at each opportunity I had throughout the day, would I be happy with the decisions I made? And would I be able to, like, this is a really grave one. Your dad, Bruce, always asks this question. He says, if you passed away and you met God at heaven's gates and you, and he said, like, would he say, well done, good and faithful servant? So, like, would he say that, yes, you took up those opportunities, I'm proud of you? Or would he say, well, like, you believe this about yourself, but when did you actually
do it?
Allow it to permeate into your character? I think that's something that I think about all the time. And so, yeah, I think that question for everybody is a great question. Can you identify people in your life that need your kindness, but you haven't taken up the opportunity, or you only give it to them when it's comfortable?
And kindness is not always about being comfortable. It's about the other person. Really about loving them and not even like putting ourselves second often to other people by being kind to others.
You spoke about in Colossians where it says
To
clothe yourselves with compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience. And the question that was brought up internally for me kind of made me laugh out loud, because my first thought that I felt like was spoken into my heart was, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
And I was like, what the heck? That is such a crazy question. Why would that be the question? And so I went through again. It says to clothe yourself with compassion, clothe yourself, to put on, like you said in your talk, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. And it sounds silly, but if we think of emotions and charisms and our character that we carry with us and we sew together and we wear as clothes, then what would I be wearing? Am I wearing resentment? Am I wearing, you know, an affinity for gossip and for slander?
Yep.
Am I wearing...
What are your clothes saying about yourself?
Yeah, am I wearing, like, even... It goes as far as, like, social justice issues. Am I wearing kind of, like, a classist sort of clothing? Am I wearing something where I might look at people who are different to me in a way that doesn't give them the dignity that kindness offers?
Yeah, yep, very much so. Yeah, I am... find that scripture challenging because, it says, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And when you do clothe yourselves, you do make a choice in the morning when I wake up.
Mm.
Which clothes am I going to put on today?
Yeah.
You know, like I open my wardrobe and I go, yep, I'll put that with that and I'll add a jacket to that and I'll, you know, wear those shoes. And those. Like you're making a choice of all these pieces that you put on, and that's the same thing we have to do with our daily life.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I choose to be and put on? Do I want to be a person of compassion and kindness and humility?
Yeah.
Or do I not?
Well, the crazy thing, if we're going with this analogy right clothing, to the end.
Yeah, let's just keep going there. Yeah.
We, especially women, I think we have an eye for the aesthetic, right?
Yeah.
God has an eye for beauty. He obviously created a beautiful world for us to live in. He created beautiful people who interact with each other. He created beautiful charisms that build a world full of love and kindness and beauty. And so when we're looking into that wardrobe, we often pick things that complement each other.
Yep.
Right? Mm. So if we're choosing to clothe ourselves in bitterness, then alongside that, we're going to go, oh, like that dress of bitterness, like... maybe I should just chuck on a jacket of frustration as well because the colors go well.
Mm.
So I think oftentimes, maybe if we're not even realizing it, we're picking up one thing to clothe ourselves with and then we're going, oh, what complements that?
Yeah.
It's even a subconscious thing.
Mm.
What is the next thing that follows unkindness?
Mm. Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Whereas if we're choosing to clothe ourselves in kindness and warmth and wisdom and gentleness, I think... these are the things that kind of, when all put together a beautiful character.
Yeah. And I think I'm just thinking, like, coming to mind now then. So therefore, if I've clothed myself in something that, let's say, is not of kindness, is not of God, so what can I do to change it?
Mm.
Like we can change it, obviously. But what can I do? And I've said it a few times, but I just keep coming back to it because that's what the Holy Spirit is for us, is asking the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Like we talked about, I think in one of our earlier episodes about, you talked about the fruits of the Holy Spirit and just how is my life a life where I'm living out the fruits of the Holy Spirit. So if we think about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control, I think that's all of them, might have missed one. But it does my life have all those things? Like am I clothed in those things?
Yeah.
And if I'm not... well, just asking the Holy Spirit to come.
Give you a spiritual makeover.
Yeah. Well, beautiful. Yeah. Like, just come and help me with those things. And I think it goes back to that intentional, almost like I'm working on this now. I mean, it's really, about having a choice about who we want to be and specifically being kind, like that choice of whether we're kind to someone or whether we're not.
Mm.
Like, I think I was sharing about the... Good Samaritan story, which lots of us have talked about or have heard, and how two other people before the Good Samaritan walked past the robber who'd been beaten on the side of the road, and two other people had a choice of whether they were going to clothe themselves with kindness and therefore clothe the guy who'd been beaten on the floor or not, and they both chose not to.
Yeah.
But then the Samaritan comes along and goes, yeah, I do choose. So yeah, just really with that scripture, we clothe ourselves, we make that choice.
Yeah.
And God would want us to make that choice. Yeah. I think as you do that, you do see the power of kindness in your own life, and then you see it in others' lives as well. So this week for our weekly challenge, I want you to think about your clothes. What clothes are you putting on in the morning? Are you clothing yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience? So think about that. What are you clothing yourself with each day? Is it clothing of kindness?
Spotlight. So I got a really exciting package in the mail this week for our spotlight. I actually got our local Christian bookshop was having a sale. Went online, definitely decided to grab something. And so I ordered a morning devotional by someone with a really cool name, D.L. Moody, which I thought was really funky. This morning, it's literally titled Morning Devotional. So if you just look that up with the writer, you should be able to find it. It has a beautiful picture of a teacup on the front. And the blurb, I just wanted to read that out for you because I've started doing the devotional in the morning and I find that it really sets my mind in the correct place for me to take on my day with my mind and my heart seeking to be a person of God rather than kind of me just kind of living through my day without even thinking of it. And so the blurb says, surviving in today's fast-paced world seems almost impossible at times. You wake up each morning with your agenda racing through your mind, troubles at work, the needs of your family, the grass needs to be mowed, the car needs to be washed, you need groceries, then there's dinner, and the daily list goes on. Where do you find the strength for it all? D.L. Moody will help you start your morning right with a blend of scriptures and quotes from well-known Christian leaders. When you meditate on God's promise each morning, you will receive strength, guidance, and wisdom that will last throughout the day. Discover the peace of mind and the strength that comes from devoting time each morning to God. And so that was something really exciting for me. I haven't necessarily always done prayer time in the mornings. It's kind of been like when it's most convenient to me. But I think the thing I want to challenge myself to do at the moment is to really set aside a regular like morning prayer time so that it's God first at the beginning of my day rather than God at the time that it's best for me. I hope you enjoy. Look up Morning Devotional by D.L. Moody and let me know what you think.
Worship Song of the Week.
For this week's Worship Song of the Week, I wanted to bring up something that has been in the pop charts as well as the Christian charts, which is something highly unusual but really awesome. This song is called Peace Be Still by Lauren Daigle. And this song speaks into throwing caution into the wind and stepping into the path that God has set before us. The theme is that of complete trust, something that makes this song resonate with me and with the theme of the power of kindness that we've been talking about this week, is that sometimes we may be afraid to reach out or be kind, or we kind of have a fear of being rejected or not receiving kindness in return. But this act of being kind, regardless of response, is something of great power. And I would even say it's a huge part in walking in our journey with Jesus in fearlessness completely. So I hope you listen to this song. You can find it on our Spotify playlist, Our Favorites by Heart Catholic Women, and I really hope you enjoy it.
So that's our podcast for this week. Now remember the weekly challenge, think about what you're wearing. Have you clothed yourself with compassion and kindness? So think about that this week. Every morning, maybe when you put on your clothes in the morning, you can think, I'm also putting on kindness. I'm putting on compassion. I'm putting on humility. And then ask the Holy Spirit to come and help you do that throughout your day. So we hope you have a really blessed week.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and if you want to follow us on Instagram or Facebook, Heart
Ministry for Women. Oh, that's right, Heart Ministry for Women. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and you can find us on Spotify to hear our worship songs of the week. Totally. We have a playlist called Our Favorites that Michaela updates, and you can hear all our songs there. So we hope you have an awesome and blessed week, and we look forward to chatting and sharing with you all next week. Bye.